Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unstoppable Stories Show with Terrence Leftridge, where we talk to ordinary people with unstoppable stories. Now here's your host, life accountability coach, Terrence Leftridge.
It is I, and I is he, and you are here on another Tuesday night for a great episode of the Unstoppable Stories Show with Terrence Leftridge. I am Terrence, the Unstoppable Coach Leftridge, your life accountability coach, and the owner and founder of Unstoppable Coaching Services, where we help you not only create your vision, not only implement your vision, but we hold you accountable. Yes, I said it. We hold you accountable to making that dream, that vision, a reality. As always, so glad to see you on a Tuesday night. Glad to see you out in Periscope. Glad to see you out in Facebook Live. And glad that you are listening via the internet on blogtalkradio.com/unstoppable stories. As people are coming into the Facebook Live group and to the Periscope, I always want to shout out to my buddy Mark in Texas, who is a faithful watcher on Periscope. Send out some hearts, send out some love, and definitely share this show with some other people. On Facebook Live, Jamie Adams, thank you for coming in, family. Valerie Priester, thank you for coming in. I love it when our fellow coaches come in and support. So it's another Tuesday night. It's another Unstoppable episode. And tonight, we're going to be talking about the art of love. And we're going to be talking about marriage, but we're going to be talking about marriage from a different spin. We're going to be talking about getting married and beyond. You see, if it's the one thing I know, is that there is a pivotal point between the point where either you are proposing to someone and the other person says yes, or you are the person who has just been proposed to and you have to say yes, into the point of getting married and, yes, staying married. And so we have established and assembled a great team tonight that's going to talk to you about the art of love, the art of getting married and staying married and moving beyond from the point of where you say, I do, to the point where you can continue to say, do you love me still? I'm so excited about this show because this show, I get to showcase some of my clients. Yes, some of the powerful clients that I've had the opportunity to work with through Unstoppable Coaching. And each one of these people that's going to be on here tonight are divinely collaborating to help you guys on your special day and in your special relationship. It is a powerful thing, and it is nothing but God that brought this together. See, when I started coaching these clients individually, I had no idea that they were all working in the same industry, which is the marriage industry, the love industry. He had a plan, and I give all praises and all honor and all glory to God for what he is doing and what he allows me to do in the lives of people like these three different industries that's going to be on the show tonight, all talking about love and about the ideal of getting married and staying married. All of these people are doing great things, from helping you come up with the perfect plan, strategy for your wedding, all the way up to providing 10-star service as an assistant to your special day, and then taking you beyond the point of the marriage, which is the noun, into the getting married and staying married, which is what marriage is really about. It's an action of every day coming together and working to stay together. So we've got some phenomenal people tonight, and I hope you tune in. So go ahead and get your favorite beverage and your pen and your paper and your favorite writing tool and stay around for the Unstoppable Story Show this evening. And as always, I want to, again, tell you that you can be a part of the conversation. maybe you're somebody who just said, I do, said yes. Maybe you haven't said, I do yet. And maybe you are somebody that needs to get with somebody to help you with your special day. We got you covered. Maybe you've already said, I do. And now you're trying to really navigate the waters of marriage from the honeymoon into the real life, as I call it, the day-to-day. We got somebody for you tonight. So we have got you covered. So why don't you come on in, sit back, relax, join the conversation at 323-870-3764. That's 323-870-3764. You can ask a question of any one of our guests that we have this evening. Hey, Valerie Priester, she says she is there. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So I want to start this with something that I hear a lot, and I said, or was part of the ceremony in my wedding some 14 years ago. And it's from the greatest book ever written, and it's called, of course, the Bible. So it says in the Bible that love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. And yes, indeed, love never fails. That is the cornerstone for what we call marriage in the world today. All of those things, those are all the things that we look for when we get that proposal. That's what we were waiting for. When I found the love of my life, I couldn't wait to say those words. I couldn't wait to get on the proverbial one knee. I couldn't wait to go broke and buy that special rock to put on her finger to say that, yes, I would love you to spend the rest of your life with me. I couldn't wait for it. I didn't think about what was going to happen after that. I just knew that that's what I wanted to do. And for many people that are in that situation right now, they just got caught up in the luster of that moment. And now they got to figure out, what's next? What do I do? Where do I go next? Who do I go to do this? Well, tonight we've got you covered. We have got the wedding strategist herself, Brenda Tucker Jeffries. She is a wedding strategist, but she's also the author of the book, Mother of the Bride. Stuff happens, and she can attest from her personal standpoint of being the mother of the bride that if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And she knows that in any situation that stuff is going to happen. And she wants to share with you her strategies to help you strategically plan the perfect day so that you, as the parent or as the bride, can just enjoy and begin life on a perfect note. So we're going to bring her in. So she's going to talk to you about being the mother of the bride and strategies for you to help get to the point that you want to get to for your ceremony. So let's bring in, without further ado, Brenda Tucker Jeffries. Brenda, are you on the call?
I sure am. Good evening, everyone. Glad to be here.
Hey, hey, Brenda. It's an unstoppable day. How are you?
I'm just wonderful. Looking forward to the call tonight and to our engagement on Saturday.
Yeah, so we got a little something going on Saturday. You want to tell them what it's all about?
Well, this wonderful team that you've put together, four panelists and yourself, will be at the University of Chicago Merriam Cafe from 11 to 2 with our special presentation for you and even a special surprise that I can't tell you about. You just have to be there.
Oh, all right. Well, good, good, good. Yes, we are doing the Art of Love, a marriage expo event this coming Saturday here in the Chicagoland area, March 11th, 2017, from 11 to 2. It's going to be at the Miriam Cafe on the University of Chicago campus, 5550 South Greenwood. We'll be saying it throughout the show this evening, but we definitely want you guys to come out and be a part of this special event. It's a free event, and if we can have someone put in the Facebook Live room that the link to register is bit.ly/Art of Love Chicago. bit.ly/Art of Love Chicago. But Brenda, as the wedding strategist, why don't you tell them, give them a sneak peek of what they're going to get on Saturday and what they can expect when it comes to working with a wedding strategist.
Okay, well, first of all, I'd like to start out by saying, yes, I am Brenda Tucker Jeffries, wedding strategist and author of Mother of the Bride. I provide not just mothers of the bride, but, you know, parents and whoever is responsible for helping the bride and the groom for having that most special day of their life. So what I'm going to do is share a little bit with you about how I got started on this. And it was actually with the proposal to my daughter while she was out of town visiting her boyfriend's family reunion. And I can remember about 6 months before that, she actually sat me down, had a conversation with me, and said, "Mom, you know what? I really don't think I'm going to get married." And, I was cool with that. Oh, fine, you know. I could start putting my money to the side and deciding when I'm going to go to Paris, take my
right.
vacation. As I got comfortable with that, he called me from the family reunion and said, guess what happened today? And I said, "What?" She said, "I just got engaged," and I almost dropped the phone. I'm thinking, oh, my God, where did this come from? 6 months ago, she wasn't interested. Now she's engaged. So we were on the fast track, having to get things together. My vacation fund moved over to the wedding fund because I had not really been planning for this. And that's one of the strategies that I want to share with everyone that's going to be there on Saturday, that it's probably a good idea not just to have an education college fund, but if you have a child, male or female, you probably need to start saving ahead of time for a wedding fund because it's
wow.
just as expensive sometimes as a college fund. So that's one of the strategies. The other strategy is that,
you
know, I'm sorry?
Before you go into that other strategy, you know, a lot of people, again, they say the proposal, they're going to get married, and they're just excited about that. But then they don't think about the cost of everything.
True.
So, you know, if you want to tell your own personal experience about that or just in working with your clients, you know, what are typical weddings going, what range are they going for these days?
Well, you know, if you're reading anything in the wedding magazines or on any of the blogs that are on the internet or Facebook, you know, you will find that actually within the metropolitan Chicago area, in the last, I would say, like 5 years, the average wedding in total was almost $60,000.
Wow.
$60,000.
Wow. Right?
60. Wow. Yes.
So that really is a
and I had
fund.
No clue. So it pays to do some research.
Okay. And a wedding strategist like you is somebody that can give them that kind of information, right?
Oh, definitely. Because it all depends upon, you know, where you're planning on having those events. If your venue is going to be within the city limits, perhaps, the city of Chicago, or would you prefer it to be in one of the suburbs? There's a difference in cost that you are probably not aware of, especially if you're going to have it, if you're thinking about having it at a hotel. For instance, when my daughter got married in 2014, they decided, after we went around visiting several places, that the best place that they saw it, where they wanted to have it, was actually at a hotel in downtown Chicago. And most of that bill for that reception, because we had the wedding somewhere else, 17% of that bill actually went to the city as a city tax.
Wow.
It didn't provide us with any service or product. It was just a city tax on top of everything else. So you may have to consider that as one of your strategies when you're looking for a venue.
I got you. So, Brenda, again, we're not going to give them the whole thing here on the show, but tell them another good reason why they should work with a wedding strategist like yourself, and how you're going to help them alleviate some of the pain of dealing with getting the marriage ceremony all taken care of.
Working with a wedding strategist like myself, and in fact, I'm the only wedding strategist that I know of because I coined that phrase.
All right,
it actually means you're going to start working with someone officially as soon as the engagement is announced. You're not going to wait 3 months, 6 months. You're not going to start trying to do everything yourself as the bride-to-be and the groom-to-be. But you're going to work with someone who's actually been through the experiences and try to better plan ahead of time who your team members are going to be, because you're going to need to have several teams. You can't do it all yourself. Your mother, father, or whoever's going to be responsible for helping you pay for it should also be on your team. And that's why I entitled the book Mother of the Bride, because generally if the father is paying for it, well, the mother's writing the checks, or, you know, they're both involved. So as soon as you start planning that and having those conversations, the better your outcomes are likely to be. If you wait until, 6 months down the road, after you're out there running around trying to find different venues and vendors, you're going to run into some problems that you might not be aware of until after you sign contracts, and then it's too late. You can try and fix them, but fixing them is harder than preventing them.
All right.
And that's what I would like to do as a wedding strategist, help you prevent the pitfalls that may occur.
Fascinating. And you know what? You've got a lot of tips in your book, Mother of the Bride, Stuff Happens. Tell them a little bit about the book and how, and you know, you're definitely going to have it with you this Saturday at the Art of Love, a Marriage Expo event. But just tell them a little bit about the book, and if they want to get it right now, how can they get it?
Okay. The little bit about the book that I'm going to share with you is that it's a very easy read. In fact, you're going to have a ball reading it. It's funny and humorous in some parts, really serious in others, and it's going to give you at least 20 lessons that I learned from the beginning of my daughter's engagement all the way through and after the wedding, that you need to have someone on your team that's going to be aware of those things, because you can't be in more than one place at the same time. The book right now, I'm having that book with me, but, you know, if you wanted to order it right now, you could contact me on Facebook. I can mail it to you. It's going to be coming up on Amazon.com soon, not before the March 11th event, but I'll, you know, let everyone know once that happens with a Facebook post.
I love it. And then finally, Brenda, why should they come out to the Art of Love event this Saturday at the Miriam Cafe on the campus of the University of Chicago? Why should they come out and see you and the other phenomenal people that are going to be on the show tonight?
Oh, I believe it's because you're going to have a panel and a host of people that are passionate about whatever it is they do, but especially about the art of marriage. And this is going to be the art of love, I'm sorry. This is going to be, I feel, a once-in-a-lifetime event, because I've never heard of an event like this in the, you know, metropolitan Chicago area, or even in the region, the six-state region that we live in. So I think that if you, you know, don't come out to this event, you're truly going to miss the event of a lifetime.
I love it. Well, I thank you again publicly, Brenda, for allowing me to go along with the journey that you're on to be the wedding strategist, the only wedding strategist that I know of as well. So definitely
all
I
right.
want to support you, and definitely everybody come out and see Brenda Tucker Jeffries this Saturday at the Art of Love, a marriage expo event at the Miriam Cafe at the University of Chicago campus, 5550-5550 South Greenwood here in Chicago. And you guys, you can just go get that information by going to bit.ly/Art of Love Chicago to register for this free event right now. Thank you, Brenda. Don't go away. We're going to have you come back for the roundtable a little bit later on in the show, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, yes, that's Brenda Tucker Jeffries, one of the guests that are going to be with us live on Saturday at the Art of Love Chicago. You guys, you're listening to the Unstoppable Story Show, a special edition talking about getting married and beyond, hitting you with some everyday experts that know about what it takes to get married and what it takes to stay married. So I guess I want you guys to stay tuned, and definitely, if you want to be part of the conversation, join us at 323-870-3764. 323-870-3764. And just hit that number one on your touch-tone phone, and we'll know that you're in the queue, and you'll come in with a question or a comment. All right. We are going to go to our next expert, our next exciting speaker who's going to be a part of the Art of Love Marriage Expo event this coming Saturday. I'm so happy that she's going to be a part of it because she believes in personal assistance. No, let me get that right. She believes in 10-star personal assistance. She believes that as the bride, that you shouldn't be bothered on your special day. You should just be beautiful. And so at Bling 10 Incorporated, Bling standing for Brides Leaving It in Good Hands, our friend and sponsor of the Unstoppable Story Show, Tavia Jordan, does a great job, a phenomenal job, an unstoppable job of taking care of the details. So as you as the bride on your special day don't have to be bothered. You just have to be beautiful. And she's going to come in and share with you the reasons why you should come out to the Art of Love Marriage Expo event this coming Saturday as well. So let's bring her into the call. Tavia, are you on the call? Tavia Jordan, are you on the call?
Hello?
Hello, Tavia?
No, this is Miss Respect. I'm listening to the show, looking forward to hearing Bling 10 talk about the event on Saturday.
Hey, who is this again?
Miss Respect. Hello, Miss
Respect. Hey, how are you?
I am well. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you, too. Trying to make sure that we can get all these phenomenal people on the show this evening, but you're going to be there as one of the attendees of the event. So what got you excited, Miss Respect, Minister Aretha Tatum? What got you excited about being part of the Art of Love show this Saturday?
I am excited because I believe it's better to be ready than to have to get ready. So as much information as I can glean from your panel of experts, I'm going to take it in, and also not just for myself, but to share it with anyone else that I know that could use the information, that could use the assistance. So I was listening into the show and I'm excited.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you are excited, and definitely we look forward to seeing you there on Saturday along with our other attendees on the Art of Love Chicago, the Marriage Expo event coming up this Saturday. So thank you so much, Ms. Respect, and we look forward to seeing you on Saturday, okay?
Yes, sir. Be unstoppable.
All right. So we have Tavia. Tavia, are you on the call?
Rise and bling, I'm here.
Hey, hey, how are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
No, thank you so much for being on the show with us. This is Tavia Jordan of Bling 10 Brides, leaving it in good hands, and she's going to be one of our featured speakers at the Art of Love Marriage Expo event this coming Saturday. So tell us, Tavia, why they should come out to see you this Saturday at the Art of Love event.
Well, I think that, not I think, but I know that it will be an awesome event with the panelists of experts on the being a wedding strategist, as Ms. Brenda had explained just before me, myself, brides leaving in a good hands. You will get valuable information and also the Nashes, Mr. and Mrs. Nash, to let you know that, you know what, we can do this as far as being married and staying married. And so the information is be a wealth of knowledge and information, and it will be free. There will be refreshments there, and like Brenda said earlier, we don't want to spoil the surprises, but there will be a great surprise for everybody to experience as well. So I think it will be a great thing for people to come out and join us.
Wow, I love it. So tell us about Bling 10 and what you do as the 10-star personal assistant to brides on their special day.
Well, I am Tavia Jordan, and I am the founder of Bling 10, which is Brides Leaving It in Good Hands. And so for Bling 10 with the 10 part, yes, it is 10-star service. And the backstory with Bling 10 was that I originally started Bling 10 in 2010. And so, you know, some things happened and life kind of got in the way of what I thought my plan was. But, you know, delayed is not denied. I tell people that all the time. And so when it was time to bring it back, and I got the word, and I did so. And so I just got it back started this past October, November 2016, and it has been, it's this train is moving. That's how I refer to it. At first you're kind of trying to get the train to go, and now, you know, I'm just kind of, you know, all aboard, if you will, and it's been a great ride. And so I'm really happy to be able to, you know, assist my brides, brides that, you know, may not necessarily have a wedding coordinator, but, you know, they want assistance on something that they want to do. So that's what, you know, I come into play when it comes to that, and, you know, all of the information that I'm sharing with you, you can come out and, you know, take a good listen, and we'll have much more for you on Saturday.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, many brides, you know, they may not have the parent or the mother of the bride like Brenda that has that money stashed away for this special day. So they can't, maybe they can't pay for the extravagant wedding, but that doesn't mean that they can't have an extravagant affair with the help of a personal assistant like yourself, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And so in regards to my position as being a personal assistant, a lot of times people are confused on what that is. And I'll get, oh, you're a concierge. And I'm like, I'm not a concierge. But I am a personal assistant to my clients, to my bride. Because what happened in my experience when I got married, I have been married before. And so what I got out of it was that while the wedding coordinator did their thing with tending to the wedding, the bride needed someone to tend to her personally because I needed it when I got married.
Exactly.
And so it was just, you know, it was something that, you know, kind of the light bulb went off as I was struggling to get someone to run back to my house to get my veil and my tiara because I left it. I needed a personal assistant to do that.
Okay, that's a great example of how your service will definitely make a difference for a bride on their special day. You know, just when I got married, when Sharon and I got married, you know, her best friends were her maids of honor. They were in the wedding party, so they couldn't do those things that you needed a personal assistant to do because they were part of getting ready and being in the ceremony themselves. So to have somebody who can specifically tailor themselves to the needs of the bride on that special day, those last minute things, those unexpected things that only a personal assistant can take care of, I think that will just put their ceremony, put their special day over the top. So I'm glad Bling 10 is out there doing what they do. And thank you so much for providing that service. But if they wanted to get in contact with you today, right now, Tavia, how could they get in contact with you?
They can call me at 708-654-0661. That is my direct line. You can reach out to me via email. That's bling@yahoo.com. I am also on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook is bling10, and that's all spelled out, BLINGTEN. And Instagram is bling_TEN.
Fascinating. Love it. Thanks for all that information. You definitely provide a wonderful, needed service. And I just can't wait to see you on Saturday and hear your full presentation and give them the full value that these brides who have said yes right now are scurrying to try to get these things done and get their wedding day together now. So Bling 10, Brides Leaving It in Good Hands with Tavia Jordan. Thank you so much for being a part of the Art of Love Marriage Expo event this coming Saturday, okay?
I want to thank you for having me.
Not a problem. And by the way, Bling 10 is a sponsor of the Unstoppable Story Show. So thank you so much for being a sponsor of the show and bringing quality programming to the show each and every week with the Unstoppable Story. And we are about to take a break to pay for our sponsors right now. So stay tuned to the Unstoppable Story Show. And again, it's not too late for you to get in and join the conversation on the Unstoppable Story Show. Shout out to Lashondra Trammell Purcell. She's watching. Shout out to all of you in Periscope who are watching. Give us some comments. Give us some hearts. Give us some questions for our panel that's on here tonight. And we've got one more great power coming up after the break to talk to you. Now that we've talked a little bit about the strategy of getting married and the personal assistance necessary of getting married, now we want to talk about the other side. We want to talk about after the ceremony is over and getting married and staying married with our extraordinary everyday marriage duo. And we'll introduce them to you right after the commercial break. You are listening to the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Lefteridge on blogtalkradio.com. The Unstoppable Story Show is sponsored by Bling 10, Brides Leaving It in Good Hands, where we offer exceptional personal assistance to brides. Can't find a dress? Need help running errands? Got a checklist that is overflowing or no checklist at all? Allow Bling 10 to tie up those last minute loose ends. Call Tavia Jordan today at 708-654-0661 and know that help is on the way. At Bling 10, we focus on you not being bothered so that you can just be beautiful. Let us take the stress, bride, out of the most important day of your life.
Yes, indeed. You just heard her, Tavia Jordan of Bling 10. Check her out at 708-654. Ooh, I lost the paper.
Well, we're going to put it in the Facebook Live, but you heard the commercial, Bling 10 Bride, Leaving It in Good Hands. Check out Tavia Jordan and all the great work that she does. Again, you're listening to the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Lefters. Back in a second. If you've got an unstoppable story, then the Unstoppable Story Show is looking for you. Email us at Terrence@unstoppablecoaching.com to get an interview for your unstoppable story. The Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Lefteridge. Ordinary people, unstoppable stories. Yes, yes, yes. If you have an unstoppable story and you want to have a platform where you can share your story, your cause, your special story that only you can tell, but you know it's time to tell that story, then we want to hear from you at the Unstoppable Story Show. We talk to ordinary people each and every week with unstoppable stories to help people get to the next level of their greatness. So you can reach out to me at Terrence@unstoppablecoaching.com. Terrence@unstoppablecoaching.com. And I want to hear your story. And who knows, you may be the next guest on the Unstoppable Story Show. Well, we're getting back to the show. We're coming down the home stretch. We're talking about getting married. And we're also talking to our experts here on the show tonight who are going to be a part of this fabulous free event that we have this weekend here in the Chicagoland area, the Art of Love, a marriage expo event. Definitely want you guys to come out and register and be in the house. Go to bit.ly/Art of Love Chicago to get more details and to register for this free event. So one of my other clients is this extraordinary everyday marriage duo that every time I talk to them, I not only am encouraged, I'm not only lifted up, but I am happy that I found love and I found marriage as well. This couple talks about the good times of marriage. They talk about the hard times in marriage, but they talk about the commitment to marriage in their upcoming book called Do You Love Me Still? And this book is going to cover the first 7 years of marriage and beyond. And this everyday, extraordinary marriage duo goes by the name of Sean and Dorian Nash. And we're going to bring them on right now so that they can share their unstoppable story with you as well. So without further ado, Sean and Dorian Nash, are you on the call?
Yes, we are.
Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for having us.
Good evening. It is an unstoppable day, you everyday extraordinary marriage duos, you. How are you?
We are unstoppable.
Doing well.
You know, they've been coached so well on what to say. But you know what? Thank you guys for taking some time out of your busy schedule. As a power couple, as an extraordinary everyday marriage duo, to come share some information here with our audience, as well as to have this exciting event that you're going to be a part of this week. So why don't you guys formally introduce yourself and then tell us what you plan to bring to the stage this coming Saturday at the Art of Love Marriage Expo event.
Sure. Well, my name is Dorian Nash, and I happen to be married to the incredible Mr. Sean Nash. He is the Michelle, and we've been married for 7 years. We are super, super excited because this coming Saturday, as we've all been talking about, we'll be meeting at the Miriam Cafe, which happens to be inside the Smart Museum, which is still located on the University of Chicago campus, and the topic is the Art of Love. And for Sean and I, we're just super excited to be able to share some life lessons that we've had being married, because one thing that we noticed, and as we received or trying to resources for our own marriage, is that there was nothing that really spoke to those pivotal first 7 years. And a lot of marriages, as we know statistically, don't even make it to year 7. really wanted to kind of speak. And I'll let my husband in there.
So, you know, some of the things that we talk about in our book is how to invest in your marriage. As Brenda brought up, you're spending an average of $60,000 on your wedding ceremony, right? And if you add the assistant, you might be a little more in the hole. So now you just said, I do, and you're right? So how do you take that investment, right, develop it into something that's long-lasting? Nobody drops that kind of money into anything. Whether, and we use an analogy in our book of building a house. Foundation, when you say, I do. Now you've got to build around the framework and fill in the walls, your home, a marital home. And so from our standpoint, we've on everything, using our story as sample of various vignettes, from courtship and how to build that foundation, whether it's, you know, what do you need to do for your in order to attract the person that you want in your life, and how do you learn how to be yourself, to, you know, how do you learn compassion, patience, and forgiveness, hurdles and obstacles that you run across over the course of your marriage.
So, you know what? I love it. I love it. And I think it's going to definitely be a powerful book that's going to bless people across the world, not just across the Chicagoland area or even across the country, but across the world. But here's what I know. And so let me just throw it out there at you right now. And probably you'll get this question on Saturday. What makes you guys the people that we should listen to? I mean, you're the extraordinary everyday marriage duo, but why should we listen to what you have to say about marriage?
You mean besides being awesome?
Yeah, so besides that, besides being extraordinary.
And modest.
So, you know, I think we tend to inundate ourselves everyday life with kind of, you know, clinical terms on how to deal with marriage. And this is no knock on any therapist. We went through marriage counseling ourselves. We've experienced a lot of unique ups and downs very early in our career. We've, you know, gone from being married in a short period of time to having children immediately to we've had, you know, our financial ups and downs, and we work through them all. I think many couples miss having a practical resource that talks about, you know, how to, in everyday layman's terms, right, talk about how to approach your marriage in the first place, and then how to maintain an honest, open, communicative approach to overcoming those obstacles that most couples at some point in time in their marriage will meet. So I think you might not notice us walking down the street some days, but I think we hope to provide through our book very practical advice, as you said, as an everyday couple that goes beyond just kind of their catchphrases, that allows couples take a resource that is, you know, that is that hopefully speaks to them as an everyday couple, and apply it hopefully and be able to apply it in a positive fashion to their marriage.
Yeah, could add to that. I liken it to this. If you go to a hairdresser and their hair is tore up, you probably will not go back to that hairdresser, right? Not to say that we are a perfect marriage. We would never profess to be that, but we are an everyday couple. We have committed to putting into work and we have been married for 17 years. That in itself, in today's climate, is like being married 50 years in today's climate, because a lot of people have just have not put in the work to do what it takes to remain married. So by the mere fact that we've weathered the storms that we've weathered, and we consider ourselves an everyday couple, just like the people that are listening on the line right now, because there's something about a camaraderie between someone who's been there in the trenches with you, and that's what we represent. We don't put ourselves, like my husband just said, we, and again, there's no knock on any, you know, therapist or anything like that, and those are well needed. We're just another one couple talking to another couple and saying, hey, this is what we experienced, and you might want to consider this. And that's where we're coming from.
Right, and so I'm balding, so I don't hairdresser analogy. I can't get with that. So just so everybody knows, but you know, it does speak to, you know, a certain level of relatability. We talk about our experiences from a personal level of what we went through. We tell stories about our marriage. That we hope will resonate and with the reader and will be something that the reader can relate to.
Well, I think it is a great book. I think it's going to be an easy read. And what you guys said really makes a difference, because you people want to talk to or relate to people that are just like them. People where the husband puts his pants on one leg at a time, where the woman doesn't or the wife doesn't always wake up in the morning as beautiful as they say they are in the commercials. They want to see people who are real and who are willing to tell it raw and really put it out there in a plain, everyday way that people can relate to, and they can get the information, and then they can utilize that information to make their marriage a better marriage as well. So I believe the book, Do You Love Me Still, is going to be a bestseller, no doubt. But I also think that the information that you guys are going to provide this weekend at the Art of Love, the Marriage Expo event at the Miriam Cafe, is just going to be phenomenal. But, you know, I'm biased. So why don't you tell our audience why they should come out and see you guys this Saturday?
Well, again, as everyone has mentioned, we are going to be there hopefully to just share knowledge, to share our experience, and to be able to, you know, we're going to have a Q&A with the audience members that are there. So bring your questions, bring your, you know, your considerations about, you know, maybe needing a planner, maybe wanting to talk through some relationship issues. It's going to be a time where we can just relax and relate, and that's not always, we're not always given that opportunity when we start talking about relationships. And we really, when people say, hey, are you a relationship expert, we say we are relationship fans. We are fans of relationships. We want to encourage relationships. We want, you know, healthy, positive situations, not only for our own marriage, but, you know, as we hopefully speak to other people that are in similar situations, those that are considering getting married, those that are considering even having a fiancé. Saturday will be a great, great time to get a wealth of knowledge that you otherwise might not get, a very positive setting to receive.
And if I could add, you know, this whole event on Saturday is beyond, you know, what today's society kind of, how today's society kind of views relationships. We live in a, you know, 140 character world, right? Back in the day, we didn't have fight, and all of a sudden, you considered dating, right? You had to put in work. And so some of the things that we're going to talk about, and I think every panelist has their own set of experiences that they will lay out in a very vulnerable way and in a very personal way that will allow readers or folks that are coming to the event to be able to look at their own situation, have an additional reference point, an additional resource that they can relate to, that they can apply in a useful manner, you know, that goes beyond just that 40 character kind of environment that we live in every day.
And I think you just hit it right on the nail. I think this is an opportunity for anybody who is thinking about getting married, or anybody who is newly married, or anybody who is as we like to say, you know, veterans in this thing. Anybody can learn something, can gain something from coming out to this event on this Saturday. It's going to be information that you may need before you say I do. It's going to be information you need after you say I do. And it's going to be the information that you're going to be to utilize over and over and over again, no matter where you are in this thing called married. We titled the show Getting Married because marriage is a noun. Marriage is just that day. It's the ceremony. But in before the marriage, there's work. There's work in planning. There's work in the strategies. There's work in the creation of that special day. There's work in finding the right team to work with you on that special day. That's where the personal assistants come in. That's where the coordinators come in. That's where the planners come in. That's where all the ancillary services come in. But then even after that, after you say I do, and after the crowd goes away, and after all the congratulations, and after all the gifts are open, there is work yet to be done. And that is the getting married part that we really want to drive home to everybody who is in this season of love, who's experiencing the art of love, but not really thinking about everything else that goes into it. So it's going to be very informational. We've got a great team assembled for you on Saturday. I want to bring Tavia as well as Brenda back in on the conversation and let them get some last words in. Brenda, Tavia, are you on the call?
Yes, we're still here.
Yes, we are.
All right. So let's go around the room. And, you know, I love to hit people on the fly, so don't be offended if I hit you on the fly. But so I'm going to say, Brenda, why should somebody come hear Tavia's, or what Tavia does with Bling 10?
Because what Tavia does is fantastic. You know, I can't remember myself when I was getting married. There were some things that we just totally forgot about, and we were sending people back and forth to pick things up. Tavia is going to be there to make sure that whatever that bride needs personally that day gets taken care of. You know, she won't have to be worried about if a button pops off the dress, who's going to fix it. If no one can, you know, find the buckle that fell off the shoe, she'll take care of that. Tavia is an exceptional person, and I'm really glad she thought about filling in this gap, because it is a horrendous feeling when you're a bride and you don't have anyone to help you with those things on your special day. So I would suggest you come out, visit with Tavia, and bring your friends and family. You won't want to miss it.
I love it. And Dorian, why should somebody work with a wedding strategist like Brenda?
Well, first of all, Brenda is absolutely fantabulous, right? You'll be working with a seasoned pro, someone who won't be easily agitated or nervous about anything, because obviously she's already gone through it herself personally, and she's been able to develop the strategies needed so that bride's perfect day will go off without a hitch. I feel so awesome that I get to share in and meeting with other people with this group of panels that we have. We have a great group of people here, and just having met Brenda, and you know, already know that having the opportunity to meet her and work with her, you're in really good hands. So that's just, you know, good to know and good to see.
And Terrence, if I could just add, I mean, sure. So the package that Brenda brings, you know, it is to help you get to a point where you get to the dream wedding that you had. Now, for us, when we first talked about our wedding, we were so far apart on stuff. about a quaint wedding, and I'm like, what's a quaint wedding to you? And I'm like, she said me, what's a quaint wedding to you? I'm like, well, 50 people, right? And she's like, well, 200 is a small wedding, small quaint wedding for me. And I'm like, wait, what?
We could have used you, Brenda.
Right. I'm like, Brenda, get on the line. I didn't even know you back then, Brenda. I would have dialed you up, right? So, who's in the wedding party? How many do you want in the wedding party? I'm like, how many do you want? She's like, well, I think I'm looking at 7 bridesmaids. I didn't even know 7 brothers at the time. Stand up for me. So clearly, having a strategist like Brenda will help mediate and bridge that gap so both the bride and the groom will get the wedding that they dream of and deserve.
Oh, thank you, guys. You're
wonderful. Wow. So, Brenda, you can send them a check after the show. So, okay.
I sure will.
My man, Alex.
And Tavia.
John is a terrible thing to.
I hear you, Tavia. So, in your own opinion, after the ceremony, after they've worked with you and had the 10-star assistants, why do you think that newly married couple should engage in listening to the sage advice from the extraordinary everyday marriage duo?
Well, I know in my experience when I got married, I really, and both myself and my husband at the time, it was a really good feeling to be able to talk with other people that had some years. It's always good to get together with those that have been through it, that have done it, and not only that, they wrote a book about it. So, do you love me still? Absolutely. Yeah, you know, right after the wedding day, I was asking that question, do you love me still? So, I mean, really, you know, I think that it is essential that you have this tool in particular in hand when you get married, because you're going to need it. Absolutely.
I love it. There you have it, people. There's the four powerful reasons why you should show up to the Art of Love Marriage Expo event this coming Saturday at the Miriam Cafe inside of the Smart Museum on the campus of the University of Chicago, 5550 South Greenwood. You can sign up right now, register, get off this call, get off the Facebook, get off the Periscope, and go to your computer right now and register at bit.ly/Art of Love Chicago. That's bit.ly/Art of Love Chicago. You guys, I thank you so much. Sean and Dorian Nash, Tavia Jordan, Brenda Tucker Jeffries, thank you so much for providing this great service to couples across the world. This is international. We're streaming live on Facebook as well as on Periscope. So this is not just a Chicago thing. There are people who need this service everywhere. So we thank you guys for walking in your purpose. We thank you guys for providing this great information that's going to change some people's lives. And as Tavia says, they won't have to be bothered. They can just go on and have a beautiful relationship. So I look forward to seeing you guys on Saturday as well. And thank you so much for being a part of an Unstoppable Coaching Presents The Art of Love. You guys got, I'm going to give each one of you the final word. So let's start with the couple, and then we'll work our way back to Tavia and Brenda. So Sean and Dorian, what's your final word?
If I may, getting from marriage to married as a couple can be summed in one word, and I think the event will encapsulate that, and it's evolution. You are not going to be in a different place at year 3, year 5, year 10 of your marriage as you were on the day you said, I do, or the day you met and decided that you were in love and that this was the rest of your life with. What are the tools that you need to help you all get through each stage, from the proposal to I do, to marriage, to being married and being able to maybe tell your own story in time? I think the event on March 11th will encapsulate all of those things so that you are prepared to have the long, wonderful marriage that you imagine when you propose to your partner.
You said that excellent, babe.
I know, I can sell some stuff, y'all.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sean, in your eloquent soliloquy there. So, Tavia, until they connect with you again on Saturday, what do you want to leave our audience with?
Every celebrity has a personal assistant. When you get married and you have a grand wedding or a wedding on whatever level, at that particular time, you are a celebrity. And you need that personal assistance leading up to and the day of the wedding. It is essential. Everybody has to have their position. Everybody has a job to do. And then when it comes to the bride, for her not to be overwhelmed, she needs someone to take on some of those extra duties that she may not necessarily have the time to take care of with everything that's going on. So a personal assistant is essential to really the insurance of your wedding leading up to and the day of. Having an insurance background, you know, you're in good hands with Bling. So give us a call, 708-654-0661.
All right, bride's leaving it in good hands. And last but not least, the wedding strategist herself. Until they connect with you on Saturday, Brenda Tucker Jeffries, what do you want to leave our audience with?
I'd like to say that I believe that everyone should have a copy of the Nash's book as well as my book in their library, because you never know when you're going to need those resource books. And we want you to be prepared ahead of time. In addition, Tavia is going to be providing you with some product as well as some assistance on your day of the wedding. So we are there to bring you full circle. We're leaving nothing out. You can ask us whatever you want. It's going to be your day. Please take advantage of it. Looking forward to seeing you.
I love it.
Bye-bye for now.
I love it. I love it. I love it. That full circle. You guys, you definitely, if you're in the Chicagoland area, if you're in Illinois, you're in the Great Lakes area, if you're within the sound of my voice, you definitely want to come out to this free event this coming Saturday, The Art of Love, a marriage expo event. We're going to take you from the point of where you say yes to the point where you say I do and beyond. Because here's the one thing I know. The art of love isn't just being thankful on Thanksgiving. The art of love isn't just having that wonderful love feeling on Christmas or even on Valentine's Day. We celebrated love all last month on the Unstoppable Story Show. But here's the one thing I know. Love is unstoppable. Marriage is unstoppable if you do it right. And the only way you can do it right is by getting the information right now. So we want to see you this Saturday. Go to bit.ly/Art of Love Chicago and sign up for the Art of Love, the Marriage Expo event. And we'll see you this Saturday from 11 to 2. And thank you again for watching the Unstoppable Story Show. It's been another great show on a Tuesday night. Please share it if you're watching on Facebook or on Periscope. And please also go back and let some people know who might have just said, I do, or might have said yes to somebody. Go ahead and let them listen to this show so that they can learn what they need to do to not only get married, but to stay married. And as always, I want you to dream big, aim high, and believe in the impossible. And never, ever, ever forget that you can be unstoppable. Until we connect again on Saturday, don't just make it a great week, make it an unstoppable week. And here's to living your life on the next level. Take care, you guys.
All right, take care. Thanks for having us.